What up, everybody? Topper Sports League. This is the Topper Sports League official first podcast, starring yours truly, Ramir, Black General Zod.
Oh, here it goes. Jesus Christ.
Of course, the leader of all, Topper, and of course, Lenny. Can't have anything without the commissioner, Lenny. And what we're going to do on these podcasts is talk about league business every single week, and you'll be able to check it out on your mobile device, on your tablet, at work, driving. It'll be great. Lenny, say something to the people.
Hi, people.
Topper.
Well, we're on our second bottle of ice wine, so this ought to be interesting.
We got a lot of things to get to. First of all, most importantly, we want to let you know that the season starts April 16th. If you didn't already know that, April 16th is the start of the season. Get your payments in. Hit Topper at topper@toppersports.com. You can do it by PayPal. You can do it by credit card, check, whatever you want to do. Get your money in, because there's a lot of teams that want to get out there. And we're going to have Breakfast Club again. We've made the decision that we're definitely going to have Breakfast Club again. Lenny, what can we look forward to with Breakfast Club spring 2016?
Two words for you. CJ, Jason, Sanchez.
that's three.
I know. Could have been four.
We can't wait to meet you, CJ.
I don't think that CJ exists. I think CJ is a figment of your imagination. I don't believe in him.
I've had conversations with CJ via Facebook post, and I think he's real.
I think he's a catfish.
I don't know.
I think he's a catfish. I think it's going to be like a 12-year-old confused lesbian girl from Tonawanda or something who's been catfishing us. I don't think he exists.
I think the B in Breakfast Club, or the Breakfast Club, or the B in Breakfast Club does sound for, it stands for B's brother. And I have an idea.
What?
Are we going to go with...
What?
Are we going to go with our captain's idea?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
The B in Breakfast Club stands for B's brother.
You've already fucked up the podcast saying some dumb shit like that.
Dumb shit. Did I ever tell you how we came to this idea of the podcast?
Listen, get into how many people need to sign up for us to have a Breakfast Club.
Did I tell you the story, though?
Oh, my God.
How we were going to start this?
This has already gone off the rails.
One day I was asleep. I was in my room, and I had this dream, and I was on a cloud. And I said to myself, it was hard to see, and everything seemed all distorted. And I looked up, and I said, what's going on? And I heard Lenny. And I said, God, is that you? And I looked to a man, and he was in pearl and white. And I said, God, is that you? And all of a sudden, I heard a, ow. And I went, ow. And I had a spot on my head. I got hit with a cane.
It was a cane.
And it wasn't God. It was B's brother.
What was B's brother doing sleeping in your house?
He was in a pearl tuxedo in my dream. And he said, Lenny, if you talk about them, they will listen. So I called Topper. That I called Ramir.
He wasn't asleep at the bar in your dream?
He was not asleep at the bar. It was 1 o'clock. As you know, Ramir, his nap is from 2 to 3. It's always from 2 to 3. And here we are.
Oh, my God.
You want raspberry wine or peach?
I'm a little upset that Lenny dreams about B's brother who isn't really B's brother. I'm a little upset that's a little...
If you talk about them, they will listen.
It's a little stalkerish.
That's what he told me, and that's why we're here.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, how many people do we need to field a complete competent Breakfast Club?
We need roughly 50. Yeah, 50. We need roughly
40 guys, 10 girls.
Yep.
All right.
About 7 and 3. So
40 guys, 10 girls. It's not a lot of people, 40 guys, 10 girls. That's all it takes. We'd like to have more than that. But sign up today. If you've ever played Breakfast Club, you know it's a lot of fun. A lot of people have become stars from Breakfast Club. They start off in Breakfast Club, they excel there, and they take that over to the normal regular season.
Katie Weiser hyphen now.
Katie Weiser became... Hey, Taylor Pagano...
Oh, Jesus. Here
jumped,
comes the love affair with the
jumped
Pagano's.
Out of the shadow of her... Listen, it is no secret that I love the Paganos. I love the Paganos. I'm saying that on the record.
No,
but,
it's in public courts that you love the Paganos.
But Taylor Pagano jumped out of the shadow of her sister Margot. Listen, I say this all the time. There was times when nobody knew who Taylor's name was. She was just Margot's sister. Margot's quiet sister. Well, she ain't Margot's quiet sister anymore, and that's because of Breakfast Club. It's all because of Breakfast Club.
And Taylor, if you're listening, continue to eat breakfast.
Which is the pregnant one?
Margot is having her first baby with her husband.
It Congratulations, Margot. Is it official?
It's Facebook official, so
Josh,
it is official.
Margot, I don't listen to or watch Facebook. I don't even know what it is.
Since it's Facebook official, it is official.
Right.
And
Margot
personally let me know, so yeah. That's a real deal. That's going to be a good athlete. It'll be awesome to see her on the sidelines cheering her husband on as he plays for Riley Street in the future.
No, everybody else in D1 seems to be.
Anyway.
Let's see what this one brings to the party.
What do you expect out of Breakfast Club? Do you expect to see certain players in there, Lenny?
What I expect to see is me getting angry and probably trying to threaten to quit by about week 8. Because instead of having to show up at 10, I'm now going to have to show up at 9.
Topper, are you quarterbacking in Breakfast Club?
I got a two-time defending champion. Well, not back-to-back champion, but 2 out of 3 seasons I'm champion. So, of course, I'm playing.
Well, everyone knows that shit is rigged, but, you know.
How is it rigged?
It's fucking rigged.
I get lucky in the draft.
There's no luck.
Well, I snuck into Paul Johnson in the second round in the last draft.
Oh, my God.
Greatest second-round draft pick in the history of Topper Sports.
Ever. I'm not really sure how he snuck through to the second round.
Ay, coño.
Yeah, things happen.
In any event...
Well, speaking of Paul Johnson, while we brought him up, is he going to be allowed to play at the Breakfast Club this year?
What is this allowed shit? Paul is his own man. There is no allowance.
He's got a fiance now.
Meg is a sweetheart, and she is an angel. She would not restrict him.
I ain't going to even put you guys through that one.
Oh, God. She's not going to restrict him from doing what he loves. The question is
it showing up in week 9 and after top line is 2-7 and taking them to the promised land?
The question is Paul healthy? That's the question. And, you know, honestly, I don't think Paul should play for top line. And that's no knock on top line.
He should play for 33 Speakeasy because that's where everybody seems to
I
be
think
going.
Paul should end on a high note with a team and people that he knows well, probably somebody that he knew from the jump when he came into the league. That's my thought.
I think I drink too much on these wine tours and pick out the worst bottle of wine ever.
I don't know if he would work on Mayhem.
Why would he play with Mayhem?
Beast brother.
No, he would never play with such a group of degenerates.
But I'm talking about Beast brother. You're talking about more than
I wouldn't. Exactly. My statement stands. He would never play with such a group of degenerates.
You saw how well that banquet went. It was under his leadership and guidance and setting the
there was no leadership or guidance. There was you guys thinking that doing something like that will get you into heaven, and it's not going to work. It's not helping.
Quick question
helping.
To the TSL universe, and if anybody can help us, please, you can call us, you can email us at topper at toppersports.com.
You can post on the Facebook.
Who won the Bees Brother Madden game? Did we ever get the Madden game going?
We never got the Madden game going.
Because nobody cares. I'm going to be diplomatic and say that no one really cares about that, but I really want to say no one gives a ooh about...
Try Raspberry.
No, I don't want to try Raspberry.
You know, talking about questions real quick, and I know we're off topic, but Ramir, what did it feel like to get your award and have Bee's brother hand it to you?
Oh, we never did talk about this.
Oh, I wasn't looking at him. At that point, I was just looking at Meg Farrell.
Fair enough.
I mean, if I have a choice between Meg Farrell and Bee's brother, yeah, that's not really a
choice.
I don't
know how you would ever get into a situation where you do have to make a choice like that.
Well... I wouldn't, but I mean, you know, I'm just bringing it up since Lenny's dreaming about him, apparently. He's waking up in cold sweats.
If you talk about them, they will listen.
He's having cold sweats about him, so, you know, figured I'd let that be known. You can't see this at home right now, but Topper is madly going through bottles of wine right now in an attempt to get us snookered off of wine as we talk during this podcast. Just so you know, we're not doing this completely sober. Also, in reference to the podcast, just so you know, this is not a one-time thing. We are now going to introduce, we are going next level. Yeah, maybe it's 6 years past the curve, but we will be doing a podcast regularly during the regular season once a week. So every week you can look forward to it. And the important thing about this podcast is it's not just going to be me, Topper, and Lenny. It's not just going to be us talking. It's going to be you. So if you want to be on the podcast, make sure you let us know during the season if you see one of us, especially me, or you can hit Topper up, Topper at toppersports.com. You can hit up the Godfather.
Or call Topper at 861.
I don't know.
1012.
Yeah, I'm not giving out Topper's number. But we will have guests. I'm not going to say we're going to have a whole team, so don't come with me with that whole team shit. But... we will have individual guests. We will have, you know, maybe a group of 2 or 3. And we will talk about different things during the course of the season.
Please be entertaining. TSLers out there that might have relationships on the fritz. We're looking at people like you. We're looking at people that can be fun. We don't want people that aren't any fun. So if you got something to say, please say it, but do something interesting and we might have you here.
Yeah, it needs to be entertaining because, you know, I can talk all day, but you need to say something too. So make sure that you bring something to the table, and let's get to it. You know, we've kind of set the table. The tournament is coming up.
That's why we're here.
26.
Well, this segment is brought to you by Longcliff Winery.
Once again, Topper is still trying to get us snookered. You guys think that I'm lying, but I have two glasses of wine in front of me right now.
Did he pay us for you to say that?
No, but I just thought it'd be funny in case we have to get advertiser money.
I just thought about it. Could we get advertiser money for this?
I think we probably could.
That can happen. We will take advertising for the podcast.
I'm a visionary.
But on to the tournament. The tournament is coming up.
Did you have a dream too?
Guys, on track. On to the tournament. The tournament is coming up this 26th. We have our field settled, and we need to take a look at what's going on with it. Let's start with the rec division. Division, 8 teams. Gryffindor, Santoras, Buffalo Roadhouse, Mickey Rats, Jaeger Bombs, A&A, Tenacious Turtles, and 5 Star. Lenny, you're the guy who probably pays attention to all of these teams the most. Who do you see coming out of that division with the greatest chance of winning it?
Well, the odds would tell you that Buffalo Roadhouse is a 3-2 favorite, and on the field they should be. But let's be honest, people. This is Joey Battaglia's world. All we do is live in it. The man, he's just better than all of us. He's probably the greatest quarterback, maybe in league history, sans Derek Carr.
Whoa! Let me just stop you right there, Jabroni. Fair greatest enough. Quarterback. In league history?
Sans Derek Carr.
Yeah, except for Derek Carr. He mentioned that already.
No.
If you ask Joey Battaglia, he will
tell you. I love Derek Carr. Derek Carr is no Chris Cole.
There are rumors that Joey Battaglia might
Joey not Battaglia be at the is no Chris Cole.
He might not be at the tournament.
Joey Battaglia is not even a Mike Ford.
Did you know
he is not a Brant Doobie.
Oh, please. I can throw better
He's
than
not
Ford.
A Dylan Randall. I went there. Dylan Randall's a two-time champion in this
league.
Well,
Dylan Randall's a two-time something, but I'm not going to. So let's talk about Joey Battaglia. If Joey Battaglia shows up, and the reason why he might not is that I think is only 1 week to WrestleMania. He might be sitting at home waiting for it. As you know, Topper, we get basically 1 to 2 emails a week on YouTube about Joey Battaglia and his WWE conquests. If he shows up, look for them to be the dark horse. But let's get back to business. Buffalo Roadhouse, 3-2. Yes. Fantastic top to bottom. Mickey Rats, if Renzo shows up, they're probably 500-1. If he doesn't, we got them at about 5-1. A&A, Matty Ice, you just don't know what the hell they're going to do. We got them at 10-1. They could be doing something. They're fantastic on offense. Halfway decent on defense. I don't know if they have the speed to keep up with Rats or Roadhouse, but who knows. Gryffindor, as I mentioned, you never know. Like somebody I know might be bringing some people from D1 to the tournament.
I don't think Gryffindor's bringing any D1 people.
Well,
so I don't know where you're going with
a lot of, even though there are some people that will argue that people that played on the Shockers were not D1 people, a lot of people that actually played on the Shockers back in the day were on Gryffindor. Santoro's 25-1.
Illuminate me, oh great guru of Topper Sports League. Who yes. the hell is on Gryffindor that anyone should be worried about besides Joey?
They used to have some guys that played on the Shockers. I don't watch enough of their,
guys.
Their names.
Some guys.
Well, they used to have Worm. They pulled him off of Dwyer's. Then they had that short kid that played on Shockers. I can't remember his name. The girls are actually pretty decent. And like I said, minus Daryl Carr, they have the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. Sorry, Chris Cole.
You are, Chris, I would like to go on the record and say that the views expressed by Lenny Alba do not necessarily reflect the views of all of Topper Sports League management, and that one of us in this room knows that, no offense to Joey, but he ain't shit comparative to Chris Cole, Brant Doobie, or Mike Ford.
Well, first of all, Mike Ford might be one of the greatest of all time. I don't know. We had a bobblehead of Ford one day, didn't we?
We did.
And could Cole or Doobie to get like 150 people to throw footballs at him as he's given a banquet speech, not once but twice?
That's because they hated him. Chris Cole. Chris
Cole
will,
hated or liked
you. Chris Cole will eat you. You know what? Fuck it. Let's just skip past this because you're talking obscene.
Yeah, well, hold on. I have to ask a question though. Has any one of those quarterbacks mentioned won 2 Breakfast Club champions? No. So we'll get back to that later.
Topper,
what?
Who was the starting quarterback on your team in the last game of the season?
Jeffrey Nixon.
Topper, wasn't the starter Todd Jeffrey Nixon? Who was the backup Topper for that same game?
Not me, I was in street clothes.
That would be Jeffrey Hardy. So, Topper, who was the third string quarterback for that team?
I was deactivated for the game.
I deactivated myself out of protest.
So you weren't even the best quarterback on your own team.
I was on injured reserve. See my injured finger?
Yes, I do. It just happens to be the middle one.
It is.
Thank you.
Still hurts. Still crooked.
Okay, so to sum it up, for the rec division, Lenny's going with Buffalo Roadhouse as a strong favorite, but he's leaning on Gryffindor due to Joey Battaglia. I'm going to just kind of say okay, because I don't really know who the hell Gryffindor has.
They have Joey Battaglia.
I know Buffalo Roadhouse has Heidi and Sarah, so because I love them, I'll pretty much go with that. And they are a good team.
Did you guys talk about the odds on all these teams?
Yes. If you weren't looking for booze, you would have heard us talking about the odds.
There were two. Tenacious Turtles, we have at 1,000-1 for obvious reasons. Five stars, 100-1. If Uncle Rico shows up and plays quarterback, we might bring them down to 99-1.
All right.
But they go down to 200-1 if Taylor Pagano's there to talk about how they're pussies.
My question, though.
Fair enough.
My question, though, was out of all this and these teams here, how do the Jaeger Bombs get ranked at 13-1 odds? Like you're saying, out of 13 times we play this, they're going to win once out of this championship?
Okay, we are now officially changing the Jaeger Bombs to 130-1.
Thank you. Jesus. I thought maybe we were missing a digit there.
Okay. So that's the rec division. Now here's the division that I think most people will look at like, okay, that's the holy shit division, which is the competitive division with games starting at 140, last game starting at 420.
Do we have a sponsor for this division wrap-up?
Sponsored by these nuts. Competitive division has a lot of heavy hitters. You got
sponsor.
Varsity Blues, runner-up, championship runner-up in the fall. You have the fall champions, 1-2-3 Garon. You have Top Line Solutions. You had Moose Knuckles / NWA.
Which stands for, oh, no, but, we aren't.
But Pete kind of didn't come to the table with the right...
Fast enough.
He left me hanging, so I'll get to that. So that's replaced with Merrill Lynch. We have Hostile Takeover. Who in the blue hell is Hostile Takeover?
They formerly the shit.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Taylor Sekulski might be playing quarterback.
Taylor Sekulski is a good quarterback.
Nice. By the way, congratulations to Taylor Sekulski, who I think has a girlfriend.
Well, he's had a girlfriend. He's had a girlfriend. No, you guys are late to the table.
How do you think he got the girlfriend? Yeah. Not our one, videos, but people, two videos.
They work.
You're welcome, Taylor.
Let us know
Taylor's
if you're out
girlfriend's
there.
Pretty hot.
Is she?
Oh, she's pretty.
Taylor's she, money.
Right, except she's pretty hot. Out.
We'll get back to that. At
the
end of the
33
show.
Speakeasy, and Public Enemy with the best quarterback in the league, Christopher Cole, and XTC, the feel good story of the fall.
Did you hear who they have now?
Who does XTC have now?
Rumors on the street are they signed Tommy Hughes.
Which Tommy Hughes?
Green and Associates Tommy Hughes.
No!
Oh, I got a bigger one than that.
No!
Rumor on the street is 33 Speakeasy just signed Andy Smith. That is why they are 3-1 and odd. That is for the spring
what?
Season.
What? Okay, let's get into it. If hey, 33 got, Speakeasy has Andy Smith.
A little bird told me.
Then it's over.
It could be over, but don't forget, Margo's pregnant.
Margo will not play. I
there
know that for a fact.
There is another rumor on the
but
street.
They have a pretty good sub.
Did you hear who the sub is?
Who is the sub?
All I'm going to say is that she's pretty tough. And she's a D1 girl, and I don't think it's official yet, but she could take all three of our milk money.
I mean, that would be Devatron.
No, I'm talking tough. Devatron. She could beat the shit out of all three of us combined.
Gavel's not playing.
No, this girl is tough.
There's no girl that, besides those two that can whoop my ass. So
oh, there's a girl that can fight you.
She can fight me. She ain't whooping this ass.
She might beat you.
I don't know.
If I tell you, I'll tell you off the, all right, the podcast off. Is done, but I heard 33 Speakeasy just got a big girl coming in.
Okay. If they have a big girl coming in, that's
and I don't
great.
Mean big. I mean, she's tough and she can play.
I understand what you mean, but just adding Andy Smith to a team that was already fucking loaded is It's too much.
And there's a rumor, and it's maybe too much. Ramirez, you can add to this. There was a rumor that Josh isn't going to be playing for
33. Josh is not playing for 33 Speakeasy. He has signed with a new team.
Do you know what team that is?
I think we will address that later on in the podcast.
Fair enough.
But he is not playing with 33 Speakeasy.
There was a rumor Meg Farrell wasn't playing for Garan either.
She's not playing for Garan.
Do we know where she's playing?
We do. We will address that later on in the podcast.
Fair enough. Let's keep talking about the odds.
But
so, to make sure, they will not be playing on these teams in the tournament.
No, they will not be playing on those teams in the tournament.
All right.
They are off those teams. I can say that. I can confirm that with 100% accuracy.
Because if what I'm hearing is true, watch XTC in the spring. Tommy Hughes has won 20 trophies. There is not a guy in this league that is smarter than that guy. He is going to give them instant credibility.
Well,
they're the dark horse.
I'll give Tommy credibility. Number one, he can drink like a fish. Number two, in my opinion, in my solo opinion, he has been attached in the past to probably the greatest combination of beauty and talent in the league history.
He did work out my house. Go on.
I think he is a game changer. I think he is a game changer.
I know we're talking about spring now. Keep your eye on Flynn.
XTC's women are excellent. It's weird to say that they're underrated because people know who they are. But they really don't get talked about.
Well, she got the best award in the banquet. She won everything.
But that's us giving her that award. I'm talking about on the street. I'm a man on the street. I talk to the people. And people know who she is. But they don't talk about her the way they talk about other women. And she's
because she's quiet.
She's
and she likes Obama.
Probably.
She wears an Obama shirt.
No, she doesn't.
She does. She wears a little black Obama shirt, Kelly.
I never saw her with an Obama shirt.
Have you ever seen her with the Obama shirt? Or
no.
That, yeah, the Michelle Obama shirt. I think she wears an Obama shirt.
Oh, well, Michelle Obama's hot, so I can get that.
Well, I'm not saying she is, and I agree with you there, but we don't like Obama.
You said Obama.
Yeah, there's like it's President Obama.
So these odds.
She's a president. She's an American.
These odds are all like relatively close.
Well, that's because D1 is close. I mean, let's start at
the top. Okay, let's break it down. My personal pick is 33 Speakeasy, but I think that a lot of people would probably go with Garan with 2-1 odds.
Well, hold on now. I know something you guys might not be aware of.
What do we not know?
Corey Turner is not playing for Garan in this tournament.
Okay, then Garan's definitely even money.
They're even money.
Change them to 1-1.
That's an addition by subtraction, right?
It's an addition by subtraction. As long as Dalecki, Chadwick, and Bobby are playing, they should be okay.
Bobby, in fact,
here's the thing about Bobby.
Bobby's captaining the team.
Let me get this off my chest. You can't say if you watch the game that Bobby is not a great quarterback. He is he's a really good quarterback. He's smart, but God, he has such a commitment to being a fucking dick. And I'm saying this. This is Ramirez saying this. I'm saying what the people say. He has such a hardcore commitment. I mean, this is almost biblical.
I think he got all that shell, though. Did you see him at the banquet?
He was cool at the banquet, but to be honest with you, I didn't pay too much attention to him because he's that much of a dick on the... Listen, we were at the championship game. I will say, Bobby nearly started 5 fights. And that's not an exaggeration. I can name you the instances in that game because I reffed that game. And every fight that nearly started, there was no fights that actually happened, but every fight that nearly started, he was the impetus. Doesn't matter what his team did after that. It was like, oh, we need a spark. Boom, here's a spark for that fight. Bobby posturing, holding his balls, sitting there looking at people, making smirks, talking shit. Like, I'm an asshole. And I'm like, whoa, you are like king asshole. Like, I don't think he needs to do that. He can go out there. Listen, we played Bobby when he was in Division II. Riley Street played Bobby for the championship, and he didn't act like an ass. They just went out there and won. So I know he knows how to go out there and play and not be an ass. This whole WWE heel shit, somebody's going to RKO him.
No, it is possible he was feeling a little inferior to Joey Bataglia.
That's always possible.
Fuck out of here.
I'm going to throw my 2 cents in.
Fuck out of here.
Bobby McConnell is Brant Doobie 2.0. That team's tremendous. Bobby's tremendous. They're learning. 2 years ago, they didn't even know how to spell bar, let alone walk into it. Four times they were in the bar.
Dalecki's always in the bar.
All I'm going to say is this. You're calling him Brant Doobie 2.0?
Yes.
Name me the game where multiple people had to be held back from punching Brant Doobie in the fucking face.
I think I've wanted to punch Brant Doobie probably 4 times in a game once.
But did you have to be held back?
2 times, yes.
In a game?
Yes. Topper, actually, and John Huber held me back once.
Okay, well, that's you once. I'm saying in a game, I've seen multiple teams with multiple players where people have had to be like, stay away from Bobby, and Bobby's just, the whole time, Bobby's just holding his balls like,
I think right now, 1, 2, 3, Garant are the champs, and everybody else wants to be the champs, and I think it's a little more sour grade. I like Bobby. I respect Bobby. I think right now, everybody wants to be the champ, and there's a little more jealousy, and the guy's competitive.
All okay, right, but just, what about, let's get
just,
off of them.
Hold on, but just to wrap this up, so we can confirm this. So what we're saying is, without Corey playing, it's a shoe-in they're going to win.
Yes.
All right.
You know what? You know why? The only reason that they would fucking win, because Corey doesn't bring that fucking rat. Who the fuck authorized him to bring pestilence and rodents to the fucking field?
Well, I think, you know, that's probably...
Topper, you gotta get a rein on this shit. You gotta get a rein on this shit.
That's not a rat. That's a cry for help.
That's a fucking rat.
It was a cry for help.
It's a fucking New York sewer rat.
Corey Turner needs attention.
I'm just surprised they haven't, like, accidentally killed that thing at the house. Like, how do you not step on it?
They might have. That might have been the eighth rat.
It's too big for the rat trap.
They bring one every week. I don't know.
It's too big for the fucking rat trap.
Let's keep going with the field.
Okay. I think the hostile takeover, I mean, cool name. You guys got no shot.
No shot.
You got no shot.
No shot.
And I'm, you know.
And is Franco playing? No, Franco's on his team now.
No, he's on Franco's team. I don't know what the fuck Franco's team is.
No, I think Franco's right now.
Franco is back with this
Franco
team.
Franco is literally.
Is he?
Yeah.
No, Franco is
back with that team.
Franco's sitting in a corner sucking his thumb in the fetal position right now because I've never seen a collapse like that in my life. I don't even know if he's going to be at the tournament.
I think he is.
Well, regardless, and this isn't personal, but Hostile Takeover has no shot in hell of winning the competitive division.
It is Franco, because he paid me for that team.
Who's showing up for Top Line? That! That is the question. Who's showing up for Top Line? Because that depends on... That makes them either, you know, favorites or not-so-favorites.
They're always going to be... I'm not going to call them a favorite. I got them at 6-1. They're just a solid team that knows how to play the game. I'll tell you what, very impressed. I don't know his last name, but Ethan, I think he got the most underrated.
Oh, yeah.
Kid looked like a deer in headlights last year in week one. By the end of the year in the playoffs,
he was good.
Kid just got it.
He was good.
That kid can play football. We know what Paulie J can do. We know what Moonen can do. Mikey
Paulie
Paws is smart.
Is J going to be there? Is Mikey Paws going to be there? Is Moonen going to be there?
Meg might let him leave Pier 1 imports for a little while.
You just named three people who we don't know if they're going to be there.
Well, they could be. We could get Paulie J conferenced in here.
No.
I mean, he's, well, at least via text message. You guys continue talking. I don't even know.
By the way,
what about Public Enemy? Let's talk about Public Enemy.
They're going to be there. They're going to play. We might have a couple new faces. Time will tell. With us right now, we can confirm Paul Niemann right now is on the team. There's been some talk that he was going free agent. I don't think that's true. I think he's okay. I still maintain he has a concussion from the Dizzy Bat situation, and that's the reason why he was thinking about going FA. I think he needs an MRI and a head scan, but I think Paulie Niemann will be okay.
I got an email from an MTV producer because of an article we wrote about Dizzy Bat Boy, and they wanted to know how to get a hold of him.
Dizzy Bat Kid.
Dizzy Bat Kid.
Shout out at Dizzy Bat Kid. What's up, Paulie Niemann?
Hashtag. Baccio's sidekick.
So if Paul is there, does that mean that his sidekick, Mike Baccio, will be there?
Well, let's be honest, Baccio's got nowhere else to go.
Okay.
I guarantee Baccio will be there Saturday.
We'll,
March 26th, is it?
March 26th. March 26th, Saturday,
the
March 26th.
The usual cast and crew will be there.
Okay.
There might be a surprise. I heard we got a new guy.
What?
Believe it or not, he's not a D1 guy that's playing on a D2 team. We actually took a D2 guy and brought him up to D1.
No one knows what you're talking about right
well,
now.
Well, you'll see at the tournament.
What women will you have there?
Usual cast and crew, I think.
Caroline? Sure.
I'm assuming Cheryl. Heather? I don't know if Heather's playing with us or not.
Heather Headley?
I don't know Heather's last name. Our Heather, little Heather, that you get
to
play with all
the
time.
Out of the league.
Oh, no, she's out of league.
Well, she's officially out of the league. Well, she might have petitioned, but Heather's fine.
She never petitioned the league.
I petitioned on her behalf.
Okay.
I'll call the grinder.
Okay.
We'll take you to court.
So it would be Heather, Cheryl, and Caroline.
Yeah, I don't...
Well, that's a pretty solid...
Guys a lot, but
that's a pretty solid
We're always
lineup.
Competitive, and we got Chris Cole.
What about... Okay.
This bar needs to be shellacked.
These guys will be really upset if we don't mention them. They were the runner-ups... What about Varsity Blues?
Well, actually, their team name now is Varsity Villains.
Well, it makes sense. They know that they're hated, and they're embracing it. You might as well embrace it. I like that.
Jay was just on a pre-tournament vacation. with Courtney, and I think with Chris. They somewhere in the Jamaica or Dominican or something like that. So they're well rested. Maybe relaxed. Maybe you know.
Is Haley in? Is Haley in?
Oh, I don't know if she is.
If Haley's in, I'm watching.
Well, I got two things on Varsity Blues. Number one, I can't say anything officially, but there's a rumor that one of the girls might not be playing.
It better not be. Don't tell me Haley's not playing.
It's not Haley. Can't say okay. I don't think it's confirmed.
Because I have a knife
two,
on me.
Like Bobby McConnell, Jeremy Burr is one of the best players in the league. I think he gets a bad rap. That guy's just good. And I know Varsity Blues has 15 guys. Sometimes you got to sit some of the other guys. But just let Burr play, man.
Let's
throw him the damn ball and just win
look
your
at
games.
That. Does Burr really, this season that just passed, does he really get a bad rap? I don't think he got too much of a bad rap.
He
this
gets
past
a bad
season.
Rap because of some of their nonsense. And they're good guys.
I don't think anybody blames Burr for
Burr's
that.
Burr's phenomenal. One of the best. He's top five in the league, in my opinion. Great athlete. Varsity Blues, in my opinion, and I say this with respect, they need to calm down and they need to watch themselves.
Burr's pretty good. I mean, you know, as long as I'm not checking him, because I shut his ass down.
They got to quit the nonsense. They're a good team. Guys, we get it. You guys deserve to be in D1. Okay, let's stop the bullshit and just play football now. Because come spring, we're gonna be watching you, and that shit. If I'm telling you right now, as the commissioner of this league, if that shit continues, we're kicking you out. I've said it.
Okay, I gotta mention this. I'm a little pissed. I'm a little upset that Pete couldn't get his shit together and get his fucking team into the fucking competitive division for our tournament.
NWA stands for No We Aren't.
No We Aren't.
I mean,
We haven't even talked about the challenge, but
I already think that they're already setting themselves up for fail, because I don't know this for a fact, but it seems that Pete might be quarterback for that team, and I don't understand why you would bring your best player off of playing receiver to play, what, a subpar quarterback? Like, no, you need to go find a quarterback. And they're having girl problems. They don't know their regular cast of girls. I mean, besides Nikki, who do they got?
Beth and Brian aren't playing.
They're hurting. And it hurts me. It hurts me. It wounds me emotionally that you're not going to be there, Pete. But Merrill Lynch, hey, they stepped up to the plate. They're going to be in the competitive division. They're going to get killed. But, hey, at least they stepped up to the plate. And that's no, you know, I should preface that by saying it's no disrespect to any teams that I'm talking about that I am not saying is going to win.
It's not their fault. They didn't realize Corey Turner wasn't playing.
But
this will be easily the most competitive division.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Definitely looking correct.
That's why we named it the competitive division.
33 speakeasies in the hunt. Varsity Blues, if they keep their heads on straight and shut up and just play football, could squeak this out.
So who wins?
I think Varsity Blues.
Who wins?
I'm going to Garon. I'm going to stick with Bobby McConnell.
You're going with Garon?
I'm going with Dalecki.
I'm going with Speakeasy.
I'm throwing a saddle on the horses, and I'm riding them, and Dalecki and Chadwick are the horses.
Speakeasy.
Really?
Speakeasy for the win. I'm going for the upset.
I didn't choose anyone in this division. Let me go back to the rec division.
Nobody cares.
I'm going to go with...
nobody cares what you think.
Gryffindor.
No.
Nobody cares what you think.
No. No.
No one cares what you think.
There are no winners in that rec division.
So, back to the
competitive division. Let's go back to the division. I like 1-2-3 Garon in this.
You're just following
Lenny's. Hey, now that Garon's gone, can they change their name?
Oh, jeez.
Are they both gone?
I thought they were both gone.
Who is... I don't care. I don't care.
And keep your eye on XTC. The XTC is not going to win the tournament, but keep your eye on them in the spring. I'm going to say
anything
it again.
Anything can happen.
Okay.
Eric Flynn. Remember that name, folks.
Actually,
I think we've done the competitive division.
Yes, we have.
I think we're done with that. Obviously,
it's time for the main event.
Obviously, Speakeasy will win that, regardless of what you guys are talking about.
I'm going to backtrack on this.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Topper. This is not how this works.
I'm going to say Public Enemy is going to win that.
You just screwed us, because now Tommy Hughes' head is so big he's not going to be able to walk through the door.
I think Public Enemy is going to win the division.
Great.
So now I think it's time that we move on to the final division, which is the late division for the tournament. And while it's not the competitive division, there's a lot of pretty good teams in there, and there's a lot of teams that will probably do well for competition. Some of those teams include Cobblestone is in that division. Mayhem is in that division. I don't know who the fuck you mad bro is. Mm-hmm. It's somebody who obviously doesn't know proper
the
American
old C training team.
Okay, don't know who the fuck those people are. The Replacements.
You know the one girl.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Didn't mean like that.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't mean like he knows her a little.
No, 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 not like that, but I know who you're talking about now. Now I know who that team is. The Replacements, who are obviously defending champions after a Super Division win, even though they lamed out and wouldn't go for the overall Super Division title. Oh, yeah. DMX is in there. One Todd Too Many is in there.
Hey, quick question from here, Topper. Did we decide what we're going to do with the footballs at the tourney? You mentioned DMX.
Oh.
Do we have any left from the banquet? Are we going to use those?
We have none left.
Okay. We are using regulation footballs.
Could we call Joey Battaglia? He's probably
regulation footballs.
Yeah, bring them.
Tommy Hughes and Chris Cole are putting in their fun team. And last but certainly not least will be the debut of a new look Riley Street team, which is coincidentally my team.
All right. Let's define new look.
Yeah, let's get the elephant in the room. Let's go where we need to go.
Stocked new team.
There is no stocked anything. Listen. All we have done is present the opportunity to people to have fun, and if people want to have fun, Riley Street is a team to have fun on.
I shouldn't say
that's it.
I mean, Lenny, it's basically he took my Breakfast Club championship team and said, I need that. I need to win something.
That's not what happened.
And we're going to make Axel pay for it.
That's not what happened.
Let's spend the time.
And let's be clear. I didn't make Axel pay for anything. Axel is the head honcho of everything. Axel is the Mickey Arison to my Pat Riley.
So let's confirm it, please. Is Meg playing for Riley Street?
Meg Farrell is playing for Riley Street.
Is Josh playing for Riley Street?
Josh Jablonski is playing for Riley
Street. Is Newman playing for Riley Street?
Newman is playing for Riley Street.
Are Cleve Money and Jay-Z playing for Riley Street?
Cleve Money and Jay-Z are playing for Riley Street.
Who isn't playing for Riley Street?
Brandy from The Old Shit is also playing for Riley Street.
I would assume Dalecki and Chadwick are playing.
No,
for Riley Street.
No, Dalecki.
And Burr.
No, no.
McKenzie's.
No, but Burr's fiance.
Is Bobby the backup quarterback?
Yeah. Burr's fiance is playing for Riley Street. Amy.
Oh, okay. She made the cut, huh?
What do you mean she made the cut? I brought Amy into this. I'm the one that takes
Amy out.
Well,
I figured you've got every other Amazon from D1.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Whoa, did you just call Amy an Amazon?
Amy is not an Amazon. Amy is a...
No, I said except Amy. I was talking like Amazon, right. Like good athletic girls.
Listen.
Amazon's a good thing.
Listen, Meg cut her teeth in D2.
This is true.
So it's not like just because she's able to play in D1.
And you still got Newman at quarterback, so it's not like you're going to go to the promised land.
Ouch.
Sorry, I had to do that. Baccio and Neiman are laughing their asses off right now. My bad. Wow. I did that for them. I still love Neiman.
No, we
were all thinking it.
I'm glad you said that.
Baccio just dropped his phone and so did Neiman, and they're texting and tweeting Osika going, Lenny didn't do what?
Neiman will hear that, and that will inspire him, so thank you for that.
I appreciate that.
Newman.
Newman's got a freaking
I appreciate that. And Newman's fiance, Sarah, is playing
with
us.
By the way, one of the most underrated girls in
this underrated. Girl she is phenomenal.
She's
great.
And you know what? She's quiet. You tell her what to do, and she goes and does it. Great football player.
She's a great player, and she's fun. People don't know that, but if you actually talk to her, she's a fun woman.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. She played Breakfast Club one season with us. She was phenomenal.
So I see that the two teams that are 3-1 odds to win the late division are happens to be us and happens to be the Replacements.
I only did it 3-1 because I didn't know you had half a D1 on your team. So
we don't have half of D1. Money. Don't be ridiculous.
Is Grisani still playing?
Mike Grisanti will not be at the tournament.
Will he be in there in the spring?
He's not at the tournament.
Is he playing in the spring?
He's not at the tournament. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, fair enough.
That's all I can tell you.
I mean, who got cut?
All I can tell you is that Mike Grisanti is not playing at the tournament.
Are you going to play football anymore?
All I can tell you is that I will be at the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your retirement.
That's all I can tell you. No. I will never officially retire because I have a belief that in case there is a situation where things get out of hand, sometimes you need a level-headed person to come in and play for other people. So I will always be an active player.
You're that level-headed person?
I will always be an active player regardless of the amount of time I play, just in case I need to come off of the sidelines and get my... Rob Ray
give
on.
Give the other team a chance. I got it.
Get my Rob Ray on is what I was trying to say.
So you guys don't get a crack at Mayhem. See, Topper didn't... Okay.
Mayhem don't want no parts of us. See, Mayhem... Let me be honest about Mayhem. Mayhem is living off of the fact that they won a game against us with me not in attendance.
Yeah, but didn't B intercept Newman like three times that
he
day?
Did, but that's because I'm not in attendance. You don't understand the effect that I have on these games.
So you wouldn't? What?
He wouldn't. No, none of that would have happened if I was there.
Would you have given him shade so the sun wouldn't have been in his eyes or something?
You would have seen a big difference. It's a big difference when I'm there. Actually, you know. You know that. You know why you know that? Hmm. Because the last time we played Dwyer/Public Enemy, and I was there, Tommy Hughes went home really sad.
Who's Tommy Hughes? Coles have on their fun team?
A lot of AK Inc.
Is Tommy Hughes quarterbacking?
Yes. All Tommy right. Hughes can play quarterback. He's a very decent quarterback.
I'm sure on Madden.
I hope we play them.
He's got Cole. He's got, I think, John Allen.
Who's his girl?
Oh, John
Who's
Allen.
His girl?
Jesus Christ.
Valerie. You know her. Yeah. That's the email. Well, I mean, no. Oh, boy.
Whippa!
No, I didn't mean that, everybody. That was I was talking about something totally different.
Okay, besides Valerie, let's move along. Who was the other girl on the team? Who was the other woman?
I gotta be honest with you, I don't know. I think it's his cousin. His cousin's very good. She's a pretty decent girl.
Tommy Hughes?
Tommy Hughes' cousins can play football.
Really?
Yeah, she's a really good girl.
Okay.
She played D1, so she can play on Riley Street.
Okay. DMX.
You need her as a sub roomer, just throw her on.
Ha ha. Womp womp. DMX is in this division. Here's the thing about DMX. I've been a big fan of DMX for a while. I know the talent that they have. They just never, ever seem to have a quarterback that can get them the ball or at least lead them to consistent scoring in terms of winning. So I don't know what they're doing at quarterback. No one ever knows what they're doing at quarterback. But they do have talent. So they're one of those teams that can upset teams. I don't think they'll win it all, but they can upset teams. Because some of the guys they have on that team, I mean, are sick.
You know what the crazy part is? We are 8 minutes into the talking about the elite division, and we haven't gone to the two icons yet. Topper?
We've talked about Axel. We have mentioned Axel.
Sorry, the third.
Axel has been mentioned.
And when I'm in the two icons, B's brother's a different kind of icon. I'm talking on the field.
Who?
But I'm talking about the greatest quarterback in the history of the league, Daryl Carr, and of course Topper.
Who? Yeah.
Topper,
okay.
What can we expect from one Todd Too Many?
Nothing.
Actually.
Absolutely nothing.
We can expect a retooled team.
Is Lauren on it?
Lauren's on it.
Is Kelly on it?
Kelly's on it.
Okay.
Cassidy's on it.
Okay, well then good.
And Nancy.
Are you on it?
Great.
And
no, you know, I don't even need to know the guys anymore.
We have Chet.
Chet?
Not the Chet.
Oh.
Intern Chet.
Oh, he's okay.
I'm going to leave it at that because I don't want to give the rest of my, you know, squad away.
Is Todd Nixon back?
He's back.
What about the Todd?
I haven't called the Todd in. We save that for a special
Who's
occasion.
Who's playing quarterback?
Overrated bum.
Is Hardy playing?
No.
Okay, I was about to say, because I would like the over-under on games is you making one half.
You're playing quarterback?
I'm playing quarterback.
Actually, Topper doesn't get play? Too bad indoor.
Do we play you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. There's no wins.
I may come in just to get an interception. On you. I may come in just to get an interception.
For you
to
Topper's not bad you. Indoors. There's no wind.
I didn't say he was bad. I just said that I may come in.
They are talking about the two-time, out of three-season Breakfast Club quarterback champion. Oh,
that I will be intercepting if I go in. You've heard it. You've heard it right here.
You mentioned Cobblestone, 10-1. I would insist.
I will put any kind of wager, not on the game itself, but just on the Topper versus Ramir matchup in that game, if Ramir stays on the field the whole time.
Oh, I'm not going to stay on the field the whole time. But I'll come in, and I'll go on who your top receiver is just to entice you to throw the ball at him so I can intercept you.
Love it.
He's got like six D1 players, and Cleve Money and Joe. Sorry, guys.
Yes, but
I
don't have six D1 players.
Well, I didn't mention Cleve Money and Joe.
You're being ridiculous.
Now they're going, what the fuck? Why did he didn't call us D1 players.
D1.
Jay-Z and Cleve Money are going, wait, why did he do that? Is Lenny going Franco on us right now?
Oh.
Trav, my boy Travy.
Travis can run.
My boy Travy will do the damn thing.
Yes, he will.
And, you know.
And Jay-Z can play football, too.
You're more than welcome to talk about Jay-Z. He eats. He lives on that. He thrives on people talking shit about him. So. It's all good. I don't want to make it all about us.
No.
Let's talk about Daryl's hair.
Well, we could do 20 minutes on that.
We don't have time.
Do you know last night I was at, we happened to be doing this on Saturday, I was at the John Tavares ceremony.
What school did John Tavares
go to? He went to Pembroke, I think it was.
No, he didn't go to Pembroke.
Yeah, he did.
You're talking about the lacrosse player?
Yeah, it was Pembroke. Like, they had it on there. But my point is, they had different people. Bull was on there.
Yeah.
And Daryl had a lot of messages on the Jumbotron. And I'm not lying. There was 18,700 people last night. I swear, three different times I saw Daryl on the Jumbotron, people gave him a standing ovation.
I saw a girl take her bra off. And
people thought it was for Tavares. It was actually for Daryl. And yeah. I counted because I was telling the people, like, you know, let's get up and clap. And they're like, well, for Tavares. And I go, no, it's for Daryl. But his hair was magical last night.
Did you get the Daryl chant started?
We tried in my section. We also tried the wave. Neither one of them worked. But Daryl was on the Jumbotron three times last night.
Amen. Amen.
Greatest quarterback in league history. One of the greatest leaders of all time.
Yeah.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. General Custer.
And the male owner of Cobblestone.
Mother Teresa, Calcutta, and Daryl Carr. Probably three of the greatest leaders of our generation.
Throw Genghis Khan, Stalin. And then
Stalin was not a great leader, Topper.
Well, for his country at the time, he, you know, did things right.
Maybe Dr. Leo Marvin. I think right now Ramirez not talking to prove
the
point, Topper, that we're in trouble when Ramirez
because,
not talking.
Because John...
I thought they said Pembroke.
Because John Tavares went to Duville here in Buffalo.
No, you said his school. I thought he was talking high school.
Oh, no.
It was someplace called Pembroke.
I was trying to give, like, Buffalo a pop, and you're like, Pembroke,
was it Pembroke?
I really thought...
They said it last night. It was called Pembroke, where is the school that he...
it says Philip...
High school.
Philip Pocock Catholic Secondary School.
They said, like, Pembroke or something. Pembroke something.
But I'm trying to give Buffalo some props here. You're undermining me, and I'm like, come on, man.
I would never undermine
you. I really thought he was trying to say that he went to Syracuse.
Well, he's not one of the Gate brothers or anything like that. But
we've got Mayhem at 5-1. We've got the replacements at 3-1. Now that we know half of D1's playing for Riley Street,
listen,
we're going to move them to 1-1.
Your jealous ranting does not stop us, and we're not coming out there to kill people. Like, you're making it seem like we're coming out there to kill people. We're not even going to play people that long. It's going to be like an exhibition game. We're just out there to have fun.
We hear that now.
We're just out there to have fun. I may quarterback.
Are you going to play Tommy Hughes for more baseball hats?
You know, if he wants to make a Duke bet this year, I'm more than willing to do that this year. Because that bastard has it coming. He has it coming. But, you know, he has to live with the fact that the last time Syracuse played Duke, he was probably in the fetal position. That's what he has to live with.
Well, we got a good competitive division. Like I said before, Mayhem's looking pretty good. Replacements... probably Riley Street's division. You never know who Tommy Hughes is going to try to sneak in at the last moment. Topper's team probably won't win. Even if he, and I'm going to wait to see how long Pete actually plays in the tournament, because if he thought that Doug was bad, and trust me, Doug was bad last year, he ain't seen nothing yet having Topper throw to him.
Who what?
I don't think Pete's going to play all three games for you.
Well,
I think he's going to quit after the first game.
He hasn't even decided if he will play or not.
Well, if you're his option... Actually, I think he would play with you before he played with Doug. That did not end very good last year.
I know a team he'd play for.
Well, there's no room, really. There's no more D room. Yeah. Do you want to play a room on Riley Street?
Who said Riley Street? You're jumping to conclusions.
You're glowing like you just had sex.
I just know a team he might play for.
Uh-huh.
And for the record, Ramirez black, so he's really glowing.
I'm just saying, I just know a team.
That also could be two bottles of wine kicking in.
Well, let's talk about overall. Now, we've gone through the divisions. Let's go overall champion. We got to pick three, right? It's first place, second place, third place, I think.
Okay, well, I'm going to say Speakeasy, because they're going to put up a lot of points. So, Speakeasy has to be in that conversation. Who else?
Well, we got to look at the matchups.
Yeah, I don't know the matchups like that.
Well, it's... 1, 2, 3, and 4, usually.
Okay, you can do that math. I'm just going on the teams.
Right.
It doesn't matter who they're playing to me. I think
you should look at who they're playing.
I don't think it doesn't matter to me, at least, who Speakeasy plays, because they're going to put up points.
Pick the top five.
I think Speakeasy's in the top five. I think you got to put Garon in that top five, too. You definitely got to put Garon in there. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I don't know. Roadhouse is kind of an unknown for me. I mean, they could do well. They could, you know, just do decent. But I think they have a strong chance. If you look at the late division, It depends on who shows up for the replacements. It really does. I mean, they have a really solid team if they show up. I think Doug for the replacements is a really underrated player. I mean, he's really good.
But he just moved in with Krista, so he's kind of busy.
I'd be busy if I moved in with Krista.
Oh, well, here we go. Let's just move somewhere else. He's glowing again.
We'll just leave it at that. I mean, hey, all due respect to Doug, but
Buffalo Roadhouse.
All I meant was he just moved in with a girl, and all you know how he's like, oh, now he's having sex.
Let's be real. See, I'm the guy that will tell it like it is. Krista's obscenely hot, and I can say that because me and Krista are really good friends. She's obscenely hot. Doug is with Krista.
Are you sure your friends that you're stalking her?
I'm not stalking her. Doug knows that I'm friends with her. Krista and me are really good friends. I just acknowledge. I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, I'm not going to not acknowledge that you're smolderingly hot. She's smolderingly hot. He moved in with her. That's all I'm saying. All
right.
But that doesn't stop him from tearing it up on the field.
I'm just saying, like, you know, now she's around all the time. And now he's like, ugh. What I get myself into, I don't think he's going to be focused on.
When you wake up in the morning and you look over at Krista, I don't think that you're going to be lamenting anything.
I don't think there's ever a scenario where Topper would wake up next to Krista.
In his dreams. You didn't think about that. In his dreams. You can't stop anybody's dreams.
I don't even think it would happen.
You can't stop a dream.
I'm putting my money on Buffalo
Roadhouse. You're dreaming about B's brother, so I mean,
didn't dream about it. It came to me in a dream.
You said
it. I didn't think of it. It came to me in a dream.
You came in your dream.
He told me if you talk about them, they will listen, and they're listening.
And it made you come.
And talk about people that are listening. How many times right now do you think like Kat from like Top Line's like I haven't been mentioned once, or how many times do you think Corey Turner's played this back in his head, going, why are they talking about Bobby like that?
I would have mentioned Kat if you know she. I guess
I don't know where you're going with that.
Change your
words.
Do you know Baccio?
I know that's why I stopped myself. I figured, you know what? Let me choose my words carefully.
Do you know Baccio? This will come back on me. How many times his name is mentioned in the website article? So I wonder how many times Baccio, when his name is mentioned, how many times if he's counting it now?
All Baccio needs to know is that I hope he plays Breakfast Club because
he's in.
Because I fucked him up in one game and then. He completely threw me out of the end zone to catch a touchdown. So I owe his ass.
I remember that. You should have got arrested for that.
So what happens now, Baccio, is completely on you. It is complete vengeance if I go up against you.
He'll be there Saturday. You can tell him.
This is Topper's talking. I want to go through my top five.
Fair enough.
Go ahead, Topper. No one cares, but go ahead.
They do care because I'm usually good at picking. Unless Lenny decides to switch up the division on me. But we'll go back to that. A&A.
Who?
A&A, if they come to play, meaning they're not fucking around.
You can't bring a Gatorade.
You can't bring Gatorade.
Into the thing. But they'll have it in the parking lot.
If they come to play.
Would they bring Maria?
They should win this.
They'll win if their competition. They'll win if they bring Maria. If they don't bring Maria.
They go 3-0, they win this whole thing.
No, they won't.
If they come to play. If Manny Ice turns it on, they'll win.
Not if they don't bring Maria.
Buffalo Roadhouse coming in second.
Yeah, Roadhouse.
My third place team.
Sarah Maranto might be one of the top five fastest women in the league.
Will be 1-2-3 Garan. Fourth place. I'm still going to go with Public Enemy because I have to put that into Tommy Hughes' head now. Fifth place. Ma'am. Yeah.
Shout out to Peace Brother.
Right there. There's my top five.
They're not going anywhere.
Now
I can't wait to pounce on them.
Hey, wow. Could this even happen? Hold on. The situation with me waking up next to Krista is almost the odds of that happening are almost as high as the odds on Jaeger Bombs winning their division?
Oh, jeez.
Topper.
Oh, that's...
The odds aren't even close.
Ooh, really?
That's bad.
You're talking about 19 million to 1 against maybe 130 to 1.
It's really bad.
Wait, am I the 130 to 1? Or no?
Jaeger Bombs are the 130 to 1,
Topper. Son of a bitch. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm with you. I got Roadhouse. I got A&A. I don't got anybody in D1. I think there's a lot of competition there. And I just don't see one team kicking the crap out of another. And even if they're going to win, they're not going to win by a lot. I like the replacements. And honestly, if Newman throws more touchdowns than interceptions, I like Riley Street.
I hear you on Riley Street, especially if they keep Ramirez and Axel on the bench. I think that's going to work in their favor.
Axel will never be on the bench. Axel has to play. It's his fucking team. And Axel's good.
If he's the leader and, you know, the leader like you say he is.
He is the leader.
Actually, he's been running
Topper, they already got it figured out. It's like you and me 15 years ago. Yeah. What you do is you bring the young kids in, you go up 51-0, and then you go
Axel's smart. Axel's smart, and he's going to let the horses run, but Axel will play. And Axel is really probably one of the smart. He's the Charles Woodson of
the league.
I can
picture myself and Axel going to get beers during our game. Axel, that's how unfocused he is.
Axel wouldn't mind getting beers, but Axel makes a big difference. You see, you don't watch the games. Lenny watches the game. Axel makes a big difference when he's out there. He may not be the fastest. He may not be the most athletic, but he's fucking smart. He knows the position to be in, and he makes the places.
I gotta tell the Godfather what to write about.
Axel's pretty damn good. All right,
so Ramir, where are your top five? And don't make this a lengthy.
I mean, my top five are Buffalo Roadhouse, Garon, 33 Speakeasy, who I have winning it all. I mean, I'd be really disappointed if they didn't. I got to go with the replacements. And, I mean, you know.
You can pick yourself. You can.
No, it's not even about that, because I know that we're showing up for fun. And you guys, you know, think that I'm playing with that, but we really are showing up for fun. So I'm kind of at a loss for that fifth team. You know what? Fuck it. I'll say it, because no one's going to give them any credit. Varsity fucking Villains. Those guys can put up points. They can put up fucking points.
There you go, Villains. You say you get no love. Ramirez just gave you his love.
Well, I love them too. They just gotta be nice.
They are nice to me. Maybe if you guys were, maybe if you guys were nice to them. How about that?
I'm nice to them.
Every time I see them, they all give me hugs. They give me pounds. It's all love.
Well, they're all hugging you because they all want to sign up with Riley Street.
That's not the truth.
Oh, man.
What are you giving away? Like movie theater tickets and popcorn, six packs?
We're just fun.
What do you get to get on Riley Street? You guys need a consultant?
You get fun. They have a consultant.
I got D1 experience.
I am the consultant. They have a consultant.
All right. Are we...
Closing. Are we still on?
We're going to close out.
We're going to close out. This is just the first initial podcast, and we hope that you enjoyed what we went through. We hope that you will join us every week. We can't tell you what the length of every podcast will be, because it will just be as long as we fucking have anything to talk about. And yes, obviously, this is not for children to hear, because Ramirez cusses like a sailor. I've been a little reserved.
Just dropped the F-bomb for no reason.
Just for no reason, because that's how I fucking roll.
There's another one.
But we hope that you enjoyed it. We hope that you enjoy the tournament. We look forward to seeing you there. So on behalf of Topper, on behalf of Lenny, on behalf of the Godfather, who is not here, but he lives somewhere in Idaho.
Boise. Des Moines, Iowa.
Iowa. Okay, my bad.
Which is very far from Buffalo, and we'll get into that as the season starts.
On behalf of Devatron, on behalf of Joy, on behalf of...
Joy.
I said Joy. That's my favorite. My favorite girl of all time in the league.
I understand that. I understand that, and we miss her dearly. But she's like in Wisconsin. She's never going
to. On behalf of Joy, damn it!
All right.
How close is Wisconsin to Des Moines, Iowa?
Close. They are close.
On behalf of John Georgia, on behalf of many legends long gone,
B's brother.
On behalf of anybody but B's brother. We thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again, and we hope you look forward to both the tournament and the season that is upcoming.
And we are having a league. Even though some people are telling the world we're not, we will see you on April 16th.
And P.S., we hope you like the new website.
Let us know on the Facebook how you like it.
And notice how we can spell, and we actually have sentences and information up there.
And we don't wear shitty, ratty sweatpants.
We are going to play this spring.
Ouch.
And we can see our dicks.
By the way, can we close on this? I'm not very good at math, but what number's bigger, 62 or 8?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 60 fucking 2.
Okay. There you go. Just curious. And I think we'll end on that.
All righty. We're out of here. See you next time.
Peace.